Whose is this? Whose is this?
Eric's.
Is this yours?
It is mine.
You know what? There used to be a picture of me on this early on. Now it's gone. And there's a. Do you want free publicity on this, Eric? There you go.
All I can get. A lot of things
that are gone right now. Yeah.
All right.
Is there any way to be more happy for Braden Point?
You talk about a kid that deserved a goal. Nobody deserved a goal more than him. And hopefully this just opens the floodgates for him, because he's been ironclad for us. And for somebody just coming into the league, I'm sure people look at the stat sheet and say, well, gosh, just no goals and a couple assists or whatever he had. But he's made such a positive impact on our team. And you watch him on the ice, and more often than not, you're walking back into the room saying he didn't have any points, but he arguably was our best player on the ice. And so it was really, really, you could just see when he scored too, the relief that was on his face. I was really excited for him. The whole team was.
It's just the way it goes, right? It's a deflection.
Yeah.
He's just trying to get something on and ends up going in after all his chances.
But it's back to the point, shoot the puck, go to the net, does all the things right, and that's good things happen. And you know, of all the shots he's had on net, probably that was the one you weren't thinking was going in. But that was, and it was a big goal for us, because you know, the game's still in the balance. That gave us a little bit of breathing room. That's it? Okay.
Well, I have to ask then, another game when you fall behind, is pull your hair out as a coach? Yeah.
Well, I have to do something else. I wouldn't have any left. It's an issue. There's no question. So as a coaching staff, we've got to figure out a way to make sure our starts are better. Because that, you know, I'll let him off the hook a little bit in the Boston game, just the road trip and first game back and all that. But the Boston game was lights out better than the one we played tonight. And if Bish isn't being Bish, we're in trouble. But he kept us in it, where he just kept it a one-goal game and let our guys, you know, regroup in the second. And I thought, you know, a tale of two periods. Our second period was outstanding. And, you know, I thought Schneider was the difference in that period, because I thought we could have extended the lead a little bit more, and he kept it in. And then, you know, quite frankly, I thought both goalies were good. Even though, you know, Corey gave up four, I'm not sure he had a chance on, you know, their other post-in deflections. And Bish, to his credit, was outstanding. He made some big saves when we needed them. And, but yeah, the starts, we definitely have to figure that one out.
Any common theme to kind of what you went through in your own part last year too, when the game kind of started slow?
I don't know. I don't know. If I had the answer, we'd be starting better. So I go back, and you know, that's what keeps coaches up at night, is I gotta figure out how we have starts gonna be better.
Good. Thank you. No practice tomorrow?